Kuleka Fiozona.
Spend 2,000 kwacha or more and get free steering and suspension parts. Wait, there's more. Spend another 2 fin on an oil change and get a free fuel filter plus nafindi.
Don't miss out. Call 07-6519-2800.
Phoenix FM 89.3 in the Copperbelt. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Vakopala, this Saturday, 26th April, Tuleleta Absa semi-finals Palevi. The stakes are higher. The tension is evident. Our Yellow, the Power Dynamos, will take on the Airmen, Red Arrows. And Zesco, Zega Mambo battles our Red Bankana FC in a heated bid to win at the Levi Wanawasa Stadium. Who will make it to the final showdown? Catch the games at 12:30 and 15 hours to see who will make it to the final. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTickets. VIP 300 Kwacha, West Wing 150 Kwacha, East Wing 50 Kwacha, South and North Wing 30 Kwacha, and Early Bed 20 Kwacha.
Your story matters, Absa.
The headlines. Media fraternity rejects proposed Zambia Institute of Journalism bill. Zesco records surge in vandalism and theft of electrical infrastructure on the Copperbelt. And in global news, attacks continue despite Putin's Easter truce pledge. Afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Stakeholders in the media industry have strongly opposed the proposed Zambia Institute of Journalism bill, citing concerns over statutory regulation and its potential impact on media freedom. The bill's emergence has sparked widespread criticism, with many arguing that it contradicts previous assurances from government officials. In a joint statement, the Media Owners Association of Zambia, Media Institute of Southern Africa, Catholic Media Services, BBC Media Action, Panos Institute of Southern Africa, Free Press Initiative and Media Self-Regulation Council of Zambia have expressed regret and strongest opposition to the bill. They argue that statutory regulation is inimical to media freedoms and that the existing media self-regulation mechanism established with government support is sufficient. The stakeholders are urging government to abandon the proposed bill and instead support the existing self-regulation framework. They have also called on technocrats in the Ministry of Information and Media to stop misleading the government about journalists' support for statutory regulation. Copperbelt Province has witnessed a surge in vandalism and theft of electrical infrastructure, with 5 cases reported in the past 24 hours. The incidents have resulted in significant financial losses and disruptions to electricity supply. According to a statement issued by Zesco Corporate Affairs Department, the affected areas include Chingola, Kitwe, Mufulira and Indola. In Chingola, a 70 square millimeter by 4 core by 8 meters armored cable worth over 4,000 kwacha was stolen, causing a power outage in Kavundi East, while in Kitwe, a suspect was caught stealing a 16 square millimeter by 2 core by 4 meter cable with the stolen item recovered. Zesco has commended the public for reporting criminal activities and assisting law enforcement, but urges greater community involvement to curb vandalism. The total losses from the incidents amount to over 18,000 kwacha, while the value saved through prevented thefts is estimated at over 400,000 kwacha. The Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock says that it remains steadfast in its efforts to combat illegal fishing activities and the use of unsustainable methods such as mosquito nets in Livingstone, Kazungula and Zimba districts. Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock Principal Public Relations Officer Benny Munyama says government is implementing a multi-pronged approach that includes continued community sensitization programs designed to discourage harmful fishing practices. He notes that the ministry has also been conducting regular enforcement patrols to ensure compliance with existing laws, and during these operations, illegal fishing gear is confiscated and offenders are prosecuted. Mr. Munyama has, however, admitted that attaining full compliance remains a challenge, citing the limited deterrent effect of the current legal framework. He says, as a response, the ministry is reviewing the Fisheries Act with a view to strengthening regulatory provisions. He explains that the revised legislation is expected to introduce more punitive measures aimed at deterring would-be offenders and reinforcing sustainable fishing practices.
The ministry remains committed to addressing these concerns through various interventions, which include the conducting of community sensitization programs that are aimed at discouraging the use of harmful and illegal fishing methods. These initiatives are also complemented by periodic law enforcement patrols, during which illegal fishing gear is confiscated and offenders are prosecuted. However, we wish to acknowledge that achieving 100% compliance remains quite a challenge, partly due to limited deterrent effect of the current legal provisions. In response to this, the ministry is actively reviewing the Fisheries Act with the aim of strengthening regulatory measures, and this revised legislation will also include more punitive provisions to serve as a stronger deterrent against illegal fishing practices.
Livingstone District Veterinary Officer Dr. Matthews Mutale has dispelled reports suggesting an outbreak of tick-borne diseases in the district, assuring the public that government surveillance systems remain effective and active. Dr. Mutale explained that his office has continued to monitor the livestock health trends and ensure early detection and response to any signs of tick-borne diseases. He emphasized that there have been no significant cases recorded in the district and attributed the current stability to consistent preventive measures, including regular dipping and spraying of livestock and field inspections. Dr. Mutale further urged livestock farmers to remain calm and continue cooperating with veterinary camp officers by reporting any unusual symptoms observed in their animals.
3 weeks ago, we moved the whole district teaching farmers on tick-borne diseases, how to say those diseases I mentioned. We taught farmers on how to be able to identify those diseases and what drugs they can use and how they can prevent those diseases. As government, animals, but Livingstone, we don't vaccinate. Districts like Monze, Choma, Zimba, just to mention a few, they vaccinate animals against ECF.
An environmentalist, Lavmo Mumba, has raised concern over ongoing illegal quarrying activities in the Gwembe Escarpment in Southern Province, warning that the practice poses a serious threat to the environment, aquatic ecosystems and public health. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mumba stressed that all development projects, including quarrying, must undergo an environmental impact assessment, EIA, before they begin. He explained that an EIA is designed to identify potential environmental risks and recommended appropriate mitigation strategies. Mr. Mumba, however, notes that the current illegal operations in Gwembe appear to be bypassing this crucial process. He has warned that the unregulated quarrying could lead to soil erosion, with debris and pollutants washing into the Zambezi River, potentially harming aquatic life and disrupting the local ecosystem.
And then in the case of the illegal quarrying in the Gwembe, it means people are just doing it anyhow. You know, that will affect the environmental sensitive areas. You may be aware that most of the runoff from the valley there goes into the Zambezi. And the erosion will affect the ecosystem. It will affect the areas where it also affects the aquatic plants. So it's a serious issue that needs to be worked on. So if there is need to empower the locals mining, then there's need to do an environmental impact assessment for artisanal mining, so that you come up with mitigation measures or any impacts that may arise as a result of that.
You are listening to Phoenix FM Main News. We take a break.
Phoenix FM. Check.
There we go.
106.7 and Wanzi.
In global news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of creating an impression of a ceasefire while still taking military actions in some places in Ukraine.